Chris, the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
This is the top five at five on the Rokan Show. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
Checking in at
number five.
North Korea claims to have successfully tested a hydrogen bomb, a nuclear weapon more powerful than a traditional atomic bomb. Mm-hmm. That's your that's the new and improved atomic bomb.
1,000 times more powerful, they say.
And a potential indication that the country is closer to advancing its nuclear capability. The Defense Department here says it's looking into the international and U.S. reports of seismic activity near Pyongyang-ri. Hey, the nicest sounding towns over there in North Korea, don't they?
Very difficult to pronounce.
Pyongyang-ri.
I'm sure you got that perfect, though.
Pyongyang-ri sounds like something that like children get, right? It's sort of, oh, yeah, that's definitely Pyongyang-ri right there, yeah.
Immunizations for that.
Yeah, I think, well, we just put some salve on that. That goes right, it'll fall right off. Mm-hmm. Now, North Korea conducted its three previous tests in Pyongyang-ri, too. That must be a nice town.
Oh, boy.
But State Department spokesman John Kirby says they cannot confirm the verity of the North Korean claim just yet.
We strongly condemn this violation of UN Security Council resolutions and again call on North Korea to abide by its international obligations and commitments. We have consistently made clear that we will not accept North Korea as a nuclear-armed state.
Yeah, but what are you going to do about it? They talk tough over there, but what are they going to do?
I know, UN sanctions. We had our guy earlier just say, you know, toughen up and enforce the current sanctions would be a start.
And Trump has already weighed in on this today, saying that China should handle North Korea. But China built North Korea. China's the one that keeps bailing out North Korea. So what are they going to do? Because they don't want trouble. Because they don't want refugees coming back across their border. And they don't want to mess with that guy because he's nuts.
Oh, gosh. Maybe they need to get Dennis Rodman involved again. Is that the answer that we're looking for? He's buddies with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's the diplomat that we send
we noticed
times like this.
Rodman has been
times.
Very, very quiet about this.
I know. I looked at his Twitter page today to see if he responded. Nothing. He's talking about basketball.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because if you have, you've got a friend with a nuclear weapon,
mm-hmm.
That's a good friend to have.
Sure is, as long as you're with them.
Well, you don't want to be with them if they let it off because then they're going to get hit. It's
well,
probably not
true.
So good.
It's scary for everybody.
All right. Here we go. Checking in at
number four.
Larisha Hawkins is the professor at Wheaton College who caused a stir last month when she donned Muslim head covering, hijab, at a Christian school. And she did it because she said she's doing it in solidarity with her neighbors who are Muslims. And she was afraid that they were under fire for sort of this anti-Muslim wave of sentiment in America following the attacks in Paris and all the rest of the stuff. And so she did that. And then she said, hey, you know what? There's even though she is a Christian, she's an Adventist, which allows her to wear the same headdress, by the way.
I didn't know that.
Yep. She says that that Christians and Muslims honor the same God, which most theologians would agree it is, you know, the monotheistic concept. And they do have, and there's similar teachings and the stories that, you know, of the Bible exist in Islam, right? Of the, mm-hmm. of at least the Old Testament, right? And parts, some elements, though not a lot, of the New. And then you pick it up with Muhammad.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was showing support for them in a time when she felt like her Muslim neighbors, as she put it, were under attack.
But now they're going to fire her because it is a violation of, according to the Wheaton College, even though she's a tenured professor, according to their officials, that this is a violation of the deal that she signed.
And so the message should be, Wheaton should be committed to the process that's laid out in the faculty handbook, in the employee handbook, and when calling on one member to over and above every other member of the campus community to answer for a Facebook post that was actually committed to living out the love of Christ and the principles of the statement of faith, no one's safe. And that's what the message Wheaton College should hear.
It's such a controversial case. You know, it's really lit up. you know, expression of, I mean, what was it that was so wrong about what she was doing? And then you look at Wheaton as a private college. They're allowed to make these kinds of moves.
But it's also it's a private college, and it's very scripturally based. Mm-hmm. And they tend not to look at it any differently than what it says in the scripture. And so I think you have to understand when you're teaching at a place like Wheaton College, which is very, very respected. Right? Didn't Billy Graham go to Wheaton College? I mean, it's mm-hmm. it's considered to be one of the of those seminarial type of schools, one of the best in the country. Mm-hmm. But you know what you're signing up for there.
You do.
They're not really going to take a lot of people.
Who've gone there, and even when you're off campus, you have a certain code of conduct and things you are and are not allowed to do. It takes, you know, its rules very seriously about how you live your life, and being part of that college, you say, I'm okay with that.
Right. So you got to kind of decide, and but it's getting a lot of attention. That's all we know. Not as much attention as making a murderer, but it is getting attention.
No, which I'm addicted to, I admit.
Top 5 at 5 continues right here on the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis, checking in at
number 3.
Bradley Cooper turned 41 years old yesterday.
He's so adorable.
But his favorite birthday memory is from when he turned 8. The actor shared his birthday story with The Scene, explaining that's a thing, apparently.
The Scene.
Explaining that at this special place, birthdays were a big thing when he was growing up.
McDonald's. We used to have birthdays at McDonald's when I was growing up.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a big thing, yeah. McDonald's or like at a roller skating rink, but I remember really enjoying those McDonald's birthdays. We would get Big Macs and we would go on our way to the Jersey Shore. We wouldn't get Big Macs, we'd get Egg McMuffins. So yeah, number one was the Big Mac. Number two was, I just loved the little trays with the party. They would come in boxes. Like every kid would have little party box that you would then eat all your stuff in. You were not expecting that answer.
What a sweet story. Remembering his childhood so fondly.
That's amazing.
Sweet moment.
If I told that story, because I think I had my seventh or eighth birthday party at McDonald's.
You did?
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Did like the Hamburglar show up and all that stuff? Did you have the
characters? They had a guy. It wasn't Ronald.
No.
I was very disappointed by that. I was dressed as a Thurston Howell. That's all I remember.
With your cravat.
Still pictures of that. You know, with the seats that are bolted to the floor, and mm-hmm. you know, all that. My friends running around this mm-hmm. Crazy McDonald's. And
that was a big thing, wasn't it?
It was a thing that they would do. Like on a Saturday, you'd go and they'd have a birthday party. And maybe they still do it. I don't know. But Bradley Cooper tells the story.
It's very adorable.
Right. And women are like,
so
God. Oh, he's just the best.
He's just so down to earth.
I can't believe he had his birthday at a McDonald's.
I wonder, you know.
Yeah. I'm like, I had a birthday at McDonald's. I'm like, whatever.
Whatever, bro.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, that disgusts me.
Mm-hmm. Number 2.
All right. Samuel L. Jackson. Woke an already awake sleeping giant.
He got it.
Earlier this week when he accused Donald Trump of cheating at golf. That provoked a passive-aggressive Twitter rebuke from the Trumpster, in which he claimed not to know Jackson, which he wrote, I don't know Samuel Jackson. The best of my knowledge, I haven't played golf with him and think he does too many TV commercials. Boring, not a fan.
Ooh.
So last night, Samuel Jackson was on with Seth Meyers, and...
Now, you claim right here you have met him.
Yeah, I met him a lot.
You've played golf with him.
I played golf with him.
I
actually played golf with him with Anthony Anderson one day. I have another person that can verify that he knows me. He called me one day. I was here in New York and was always calling him, Samuel L. Badon. Who? Badon. Mr. Trump, how you doing? Yeah, you busy today? No. You want to play golf? Sure. Well, I'm not going to play, but I got a friend wants to play, and we're going to play at my club. And when I got there, it was President Clinton.
Really?
Who could also verify that Donald Trump knows me.
Wow.
That's some high place sources there. It does sound like he knows him. I don't know why he wouldn't say he didn't if he's played golf with him. But he said that Jackson actually cheats. That's what Trump responded to. It's really Jackson that cheats, not me.
Well, if he didn't play with him, how does he
know? How would he know?
I don't understand.
It doesn't make any sense how he would say that I don't know him.
And Don did show up, and he took Bill in and bought him a jacket and gave me nothing.
I got bad news for you. The one person that might not back you up right now in this story is Bill Clinton, because I don't know if he's going to want to say a story that he was golfing with Donald Trump either.
He did not golf that day.
So who did you end up golfing with?
With Mr. Clinton.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, Bill and I went out and played. Don showed up in the middle of the round, and we went into the clubhouse, and he gave Bill a jacket because it was a little chilly.
Wow. He didn't even ask you if you were cold?
No.
Oh, see, that's not right. That doesn't seem right. I was on a golf course in Colorado a number of years ago, and Bill Clinton was on it.
Oh.
And Bill Clinton is not only known as a cheater. I played the next day with a guy who was in his foursome. I played with him and is actually sharing a cart with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me he's a rather famous American, too. And he told the story. I shall save his reputation here.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me the story about Bill Clinton playing golf that to this day I love more than any other golf story.
Was he like kicking the ball or did he?
No. Well, it was he would give himself 4-foot putts and things like that. And, you know, it was moments like that. Or, yeah, he would move the ball if he
moving
were behind a tree, things like that. But he so he tells the story that the problem was this guy, whenever Bill Clinton would tee off, if if you're sharing a cart, you're supposed to be sort of democratic about who going to which ball first.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And well, it's usually the closest ball.
Generally the closest one, but Bill didn't care. He would go to his no matter where it was.
Oh.
So if you were left or right or wouldn't give up the cart until, you know, he wasn't going to walk. So it was like this guy would have to get up and walk across the course to get his ball and do all that stuff. So they're like in the 17th hole. They've already played, you know, almost the entire round. And my buddy goes right. This Bill Clinton goes left, ironically enough. And the cart takes off and he goes off into the trees on the right, my friend. So Bill Clinton pulls off to the right.
Oh.
And my friend is like, oh, my, I can't believe it.
He should have jumped in the cart and took it and made Clinton
like,
walk.
Clinton. No, Clinton's taking him to his ball. He's like, finally,
oh,
after
finally
17
he
holes,
his ball.
He's taking me to my ball first.
That's
Bill
just
Clinton
kind of rude.
Pulls up, way short of the ball, gets out, pees on a tree, gets in the cart and goes all the way back to the left.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Can't hold that against him, right? I mean, I don't know.
But he was helping him. He was taking him to he was just taking him to get to the tree line so he could go pee.
But that's just, okay, but that's just sort of like, that represents selfish behavior, a little rude behavior, but doesn't mean cheating.
Oh, there's cheating too.
But Donald Trump is saying.
You don't believe Bill Clinton cheats at all? Think about the other things he cheats on.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
You got me there.
Bernie Sanders. Oh my God, what? Appeared on The Nightly Show last night, but instead of another soul food sit-down, Larry Wilmore led the conversation towards ISIS and the economy.
I think the American people are smart enough to know, yes, we have to crush ISIS, but you know what? We also have to rebuild a disappearing middle class. We also have to deal with income and wealth inequality. We have to deal with a corrupt campaign finance system which allows billionaires to buy elections. Right? You know, we are not a stupid people. We can chew bubble
gum. Well, I don't know
about that. Well, you know, we can chew bubble gum and walk at the same time.
Sure.
Okay. That's right. We can do that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do that now.
See why he's an appealing candidate, though, with his points. He seems to want to cut through some of the BS of politics and speak his mind. And he's been very consistent over the years and years and years, which you can't say for all politicians who tend to poll and then decide where they stand on an issue.
Here he
he's
is
not that guy.
Talking about the Trump description of Hillary Clinton as getting schlonged in the 2008 election.
I don't have to spend money to make Donald Trump look dumb. He does it all by himself. I have yet to recover from Trump's shock that women go to the bathroom.
Yes, exactly.
So I'm still recovering from that. So schlong, I haven't figured out yet.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I think he has. All right, let's close this up.
The top five at five.